Power 94, that'd be JTT. It's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat with me and Brainerd head basketball coach, Mr. Reggie Jackson. Coach, in your first year as head coach and a summer with the team, how are you feeling headed into this year?
Well, I'm feeling pretty optimistic. We had a pretty good preseason slash summer. The guys getting to know me a little better as the head coach. So I'm feeling pretty optimistic opening up the season.
Definitely. And what's that chemistry like with the guys? I know you had that whole summer to like build that repertoire with them and, you know, just be able to make sure they get to know you, kind of learn the style of their play as well as your play. So what's that like now headed into this season with that chemistry going on?
Well, that's a great question. The chemistry is kind of started last year with me being assistant coach, me just being around the guys and me learning their styles and them learning my style. So that transition actually was a lot smoother just because I've already been around the guys. So building that chemistry, we had at least a foundation. And so from that foundation, we're starting to build it.
It has to be a lot easier because like you said, being an assistant, being around the guys already, they kind of know you as a person already as well as a coach. And then being head coach now, they already have the respect for you. So great to have already and makes it a lot easier for you. And who are some guys to watch out for this year? I know you have a lot of seniors on the team. So who should we keep an eye on?
Definitely want to keep an eye on senior Kobe Jackson for sure. Looking for him to have a breakout season, senior season. Damani Bell, he's a sophomore. Definitely look out for him as well. And then my sleeper is going to be Keyshawn McCoy. Those guys, I'm looking for those guys to produce in a major way.
I always like a good sleeper pick. You know what I mean? Just one of those guys
Absolutely. Really
under the radar that you can just rely on. Love the sleeper picks. And, you know, if he balls out this year, going to be even better for his future. So love to hear that.
Exactly.
And what's something you feel like will be a challenge for you this year, being your one as a head coach?
Just my pace of coaching. You know, you when you're an assistant, you know, you can kind of, I wouldn't say take a back seat, but when you're in that first chair, it's a lot of energy spent during those games and those practices, just pacing myself, not burning myself out, not too soon, because it's a long season. We hadn't even opened up yet and I'm already feeling it, but I know it's a long season. So I'm just trying to pace myself with my energy level.
Yeah, definitely. Don't want to get burned out too early and want to, it's a marathon, not a sprint, right?
So absolutely.
Definitely want to see success throughout the year and not get burned out too early. And then just for fun, is there a team that you're most excited to face this year, an opponent that you feel like will be a good challenge for you that you really enjoy or want to face?
The district that we play in every night is going to be a challenge. So I can't pinpoint one particular team. I'm just excited to get to face everyone in my district, honestly.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, you have a really tough district. So that's what I was looking at. I was looking to see kind of your schedule, who you've got going. You've got Tyner multiple times. You got Red Bank multiple times, to name two of the top teams in the area. So you've got
absolutely
a lot of challenge coming your way and a lot of challenges, I should say, coming your way. So you could definitely, you know, build on that and see kind of what these guys got on your team, you know, what kind of skill set they have and what kind of ballers they really are, you know, with those
challenges. Yes, it's just like you said, to see what they actually have, to see what they'll actually do, to see how they perform. The main thing for me is for them to compete. As long as they can compete and do the best they can, that's all I can ask for. It's one of those things where, you know, you really don't know what they'll do until the actual game happens. With this new group of kids, we've had a couple of scrimmages, but, you know, scrimmages are different from actual games. So I'm excited to see what they'll do, nonetheless. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. Can't wait to see what they do, as well as you as head coach. Can't wait to see what year one's like for you, and we wish you the best of luck in year one.
I appreciate you so much.
This is Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.